Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today, I have with me a very special guest, and she's been with us once before, the Reverend Chloe Breyer, and she's the Executive Director of the Interfaith Center of New York. Chloe, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Today, we're going to be speaking about the Dean James Parks Morton Visiting Fellows Program of the Interfaith Center of New York. That was very long, but I think I got that right. Right, Chloe?
Yeah.
And what we'll be talking about specifically is a trip that just recently concluded. It was the second leg of a three-leg trip between New York City, Barcelona, and Glasgow, Scotland, where I was fortunate enough to be part of that delegation. And before I turn it over to you, Chloe, to give us a brief explanation of the history of the program as well as what was going on in Barcelona, I'll just very quickly say who the people were in the New York delegation. So there was, in no particular order, there was Chan Jamuna from she's the director and founder of the United Hindu Cultural Council Senior Center. There was the Reverend Ted Pardo. He's the co-chair of the Interfaith Center of New York. The Reverend Chloe Breyer, you, the executive director of the Interfaith Center of New York. Rubina Niez, she's the executive director of Turning Point for Women and Families. Judy Chen, the vice president of the Buddhist Council of New York and vice president of the American Buddhist Council. Rabbi Michael Feinberg, he's the executive director of the Greater New York Labor Religion Coalition. And then Arvin Coley, she's the program coordinator for the United Sikhs. And then also myself. And in that capacity, I was representing my day job, as I call it. I'm a detective in the New York City Police Department and the Community Affairs Bureau. So why don't you tell us, Chloe, a bit about the history of the program and then also what was going on in Barcelona, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, it was a great pleasure to be with all those folks and with you on the second leg of a three-way exchange that's supposed to share best practices between interfaith, diverse religious leaders and civic officials among three Western cities that are all democracies and share some similar challenges from immigration to religious diversity and assimilation, and some security issues. How do we balance all these things among our vibrant and also, you know, potentially tension-filled urban centers? So we had this delegations from Glasgow and Barcelona visit New York last year, and then it was our turn to go to Barcelona. And Jeff, I have to say that one of the things that really struck me, there was the, you know, incredible sense of hospitality that we were shown. We must have visited every halal and vegetarian restaurant in, you know, the Barcelonan suburbs, not perhaps what you immediately think of when you think of Barcelona, but we had a pretty extraordinary trip there. So it was a chance to really see Catalonia, particularly Catalonia, the largest area of this place in Spain with the largest Pakistani and Moroccan Muslim population of recent immigrants, also right. A place of diversity in both ethnic and religious ways. I was struck, we went to, you know, this extraordinary visit to Sagrada Familia, which, as you know, is this Gaudi temple, really, that's been underway for over a century, that's awaiting consecration by Pope Benedict just in about a week's time. And here we were with this very diverse religious group and asking the question, you know, blown away by this extraordinary architectural wonder. And also, though, asking the question, you know, hearing from people that it was tough if you were not a Christian, for example, to have a house of worship. And there were a lot of different, laws and regulations that seemed, that they'd vary from place to place, and a lot of red tape that some of our hosts at UNESCO were working very closely with city government to try to overcome that, some of that red tape and some of that fear, which, as you know, also exists here in New York City about what is, mm-hmm. Who are these people and what are they doing?
Well, right. And I think something important that you brought up there, too, is, well, one, our gracious host while we were in Barcelona was the UNESCO CAT Center, which the UNESCO Catalan Center, and they were fantastic. But just touch on real quick, I wanted to mention how visiting in the history behind Spain in the Catalan region, how it was there's many Catholic churches there. And during one of our roundtable discussions, and also just to point out too, as just a quick sidebar, we were there for, 8 or 9 days, 10 days, I think it might have been, and we visited over 25 places in all different civic groups, government, NGOs, and religious organizations. And something that stood out in my mind, I thought was really interesting, I wanted to check in with you, is when we met with the one Catholic group, they said how they have these wonderful, beautiful buildings, and they're having a hard time retaining or getting some of the younger people into their congregation, where a lot of the discussions we had, particularly with the Muslim community, it was the exact polar opposite. They have lots and lots of people come into their practice, especially the young people, yet they don't have the adequate space. And I just thought that was really interesting, the dynamics of that.
Yeah, no, that was actually a real high point for me, was seeing one of our delegates, who you mentioned, Rabina Nayez, who runs the first domestic violence organization for Muslim women here in Queens, having her gathered at a big gathering in the Badalona kind of Pakistani and Moroccan community among a whole group of different Muslims from Barcelona and Badalona, and her speaking about her work.
Right.
In that context, was hosted by the U.S. consulate there. It was a very powerful moment, and I think there's a lot of learning that goes on, across countries in a similar tradition. And I think that was really an amazing moment to where you really felt the exchange portion
right.
was doing its job.
It also it seemed like from my own personal reflection, from the three different groups there, the Scottish and the New York delegation, and then looking at everything through the lens of the Barcelona and Catalan cultures, it seemed like there was a lot of similarities that transcend in regards to the energy and motivation of people. But then we got to see how it's applied uniquely in each cultural settings. And you were just saying all the different groups that we had met with, where just to run through some of them that I think were very impactful, how we saw many, and it's similar to some of the places of worship here in New York City, is a lot of places of worship and centers that were converted from storefronts, and then even visiting one of the synagogues there, and as you mentioned, the Sagrada Familia. And it was very odd. Were there any personal reflections that you want to share with us? Because we only have about 2 more minutes.
Well, I remember, when you and I, had this sort of this moment when we were sitting in the Badalona City Council, and they mm-hmm. were showing us the maps that UNESCO Catalonia had made of the different diverse houses of worship, and how the municipal government was using that as a resource to welcome immigrants, to help them get acclimatized. And, the light went off in my head. Oh, my gosh, we have a lot of these maps. Couldn't we share them with agencies in the city that are trying to provide resources for newcomers?
Right. Yeah, and you're right. That was wonderful. And actually, it's something that I think stuck out for me that was really important, that it is something that I'm trying to take away and bring back here for the work that I do, is how they combine interfaith work and mediation services, specifically UNESCO CAT, where I think it's brilliant in the sense that they do outreach in the proactive sense in the interfaith work, yet they also acknowledge, look, if there's issues or problems that arise or disputes, we can help mediate it. And they bring that in a wonderful, I think, package together in a network sense, which I think is something that I think is worthy of being replicated elsewhere.
Yeah, no, it was a truly extraordinary opportunity, and I'm looking forward to, implementing some of the ideas that we saw.
Okay. Well, Chloe, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. And if people want to get more information on the Interfaith Center of New York, they can go to your website, and the website is icny.org?
Actually, no, it's www.interfaithcenter.org.
Okay. I'm sorry. I made it too short.
That's all right.
And we'll also have it on our website where people can click and go straight to it. Chloe, thank you very much for your time. And everybody, thank you for listening. Take care.
Thank you.